What causes DMARC false positives, and how can you fix them? DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance, is a critical email security protocol that works alongside SPF and DKIM to verify whether an email truly comes from the domain it claims to represent. Designed to prevent spoofing and phishing, DMARC can sometimes incorrectly flag legitimate emails known as false positives. These occur because email delivery paths are often complex, involving forwarding, filtering, or third-party processing that may disrupt authentication. False positives typically arise from several issues: incorrectly managed DNS records, such as missing senders, outdated DKIM keys, or domain mismatches can prevent receiving servers from validating an email. Misalignment in SPF or DKIM, especially when strict alignment policies are enforced, can lead to failures if the sending or signing domain doesn't perfectly match the from domain. Email forwarding often breaks SPF and can alter messages enough to invalidate DKIM signatures. Outdated or poorly rotated DKIM keys also pose risks, as older keys may be compromised, copied, or misused. Unauthorized third-party tools like CRMs or marketing platforms may send email on your behalf without being listed in SPF or configured with proper DKIM. To detect false positives, organizations should monitor DMARC aggregate RUA and forensic RUF reports and review bounce or rejection logs for unusual patterns affecting legitimate traffic. Preventing DMARC issues requires ensuring strict alignment between SPF DKIM and the from domain, keeping DNS and key records updated, rotating DKIM keys safely, and using ARC to preserve authentication during forwarding. DMARC deployment should follow a gradual enforcement path, starting with monitoring P equals none and progressing toward quarantine or reject only after alignment is fully verified. With proper configuration and ongoing monitoring, organizations can minimize DMARC false positives and maintain secure, reliable email delivery. DN.